Chapter 22. Dry Again. The next thing I know, I'm in a very large puddle on my basement floor, still holding Jonah's foot. We've slid across half the floor like we're at a water park.
Well done, I hear.
You too, Jonah and I both say at the same time. That wasn't me, I say. My spine tingles. That wasn't you? He shakes his head. But, Jonah, if that wasn't me and it wasn't you... I look back at the mirror. It's still swirling. Mary Rose, was that you? She doesn't answer, but that had to have been her. It must have been. She talked to us. She finally talked to us. And she said, well done. What does well done mean? Was changing the tail what we were supposed to do? I ask the mirror. Do you have a plan for us? She still doesn't answer. Abby, what time is it? Jonah asks. I look at my watch. It's 7:04. We gotta go! He's right. Our parents will be waking us up any minute. I turn back to the mirror. I have a lot of questions for you, I say. And next time, I would really appreciate it if you could answer them. I leave the wet suitcase downstairs because it's filled with water and ridiculously heavy. I cross my fingers and hope I have a chance to deal with it before my parents find it. We dash up the stairs. When we're on the main floor, I hear the ringing of my parents' alarm clock. Run, run! I whisper to Jonah. Go put on your PJs, hide your wet clothes in the back of your closet, and get into bed. Love you. I'm glad you didn't drown. Love you too, Jonah says as he sprints toward his bedroom. I'm glad you didn't drown either. Our doors close just as I hear my parents' door opening. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I rip off my clothes, look for a clean pair of pajamas, remember I don't have any, jump under my covers, and pull them up to my neck as my doorknob starts to wiggle. About 1/2 second later, my door creeps open. Morning, honey, my mom says. Time to get up. I fake a yawn.
Thanks, Mom.
I hear a bang from Jonah's room. Mom looks quizzically in his direction. Oh no, he's not ready yet. I need to distract her. What do I do? Wait, Mom? She leans against the doorway.
Yes, honey?
I want to talk to you about something.
Yes? She asks expectantly.
At first, I have no idea what I want to say, but then suddenly I do. I spot my jewelry box on my dresser and think about Lana. I had wanted her to accept her life as is. But she wanted to fight for her dreams. Sure, sometimes you have to get what you get and not get upset. But maybe other times you have to follow your heart and go after what you really want. Take a risk. Be brave. I guess part of growing up is learning when to do which. Mom? I start. I know you're really busy. I understand. But I think I'm old enough to go to Chicago by myself. There's a program where they let kids fly by themselves. They call them UMs. Undercover minors? No. Unidentified minors? No. Unaccompanied minors! Jonah screams out from his room. Thanks! I yell back. Jonah told me that his friend Isaac takes airplanes by himself to visit his dad, and he's only 7. Can I do that to visit Nana? Oh, honey, by yourself? Are you sure you're up for that? I nod. If I can navigate the deepest part of the ocean, I can definitely get around the airport. I don't say that part to my mom. You wouldn't find it scary? I might, I say. But being a little scared is worth it to see Nana. Mom sighs. I'll tell you what. I don't know much about this UM program, but it sounds like a possibility. I'll look into it, okay? Thanks, Mom. I can do it, I swear.
I have no doubt that you can, she says softly.
She inhales deeply.
You smell delicious, like the beach. I laugh. I can't help it. She looks at me quizzically. Do you have a suntan? No, I say. It's just the light. She nods and tousles my hair. Maybe when all this work is done, we should go to Florida for a week off. Sounds good to me, I say. She may wonder where we got our new swimsuits. Hey, honey, why aren't you wearing any pajamas? I think back to the story of the Emperor's new clothes. If I tell my mom I'm actually wearing PJs, will she pretend to believe me? Probably not. They're too tight, I say, suddenly inspired. I need new ones. I'm a growing girl, you know. Oh, I know, she says and smiles. I'll have to take you shopping. Now go get dressed and then come down for breakfast, okay? Time for school. I nod. Even though I'm tired, I'm excited to see Frankie and Robin. I wish I could tell them what I've been up to, but I don't think we're supposed to tell anyone. Are we not supposed to tell anyone, or just not our parents? Could I bring Frankie and Robin with us next time? Would the mirror let them in? Once my mom leaves, I jump out of bed and pick up my jewelry box. Lana is no longer a mermaid. Instead, she has legs. She's lying on her stomach, propped up by her elbows, wearing a yellow sundress and strappy sandals. She's writing in a notebook. She's a real writer! Yay! I wonder if she found a worthy prince, or maybe a worthy surfer. I wonder if I'll ever see her again. I wonder where the mirror will take me next. I study the other characters on my jewelry box. I've always wanted to meet Sleeping Beauty. And Rapunzel. And that flying carpet really does look like fun. I'll just have to hold on extra tight. I'm ready, Mary Rose. For answers. For excitement. For our next adventure. Wherever it may be.